The RNC were called to Spencer Street around 9:30 on Wednesday morning after area residents reported screaming and a man who had collapsed in the roadway. Police markers identified a trail of blood on the scene. The victim was rushed to hospital with serious injuries. Now he's now listed in stable condition and the investigation is continuing. But many people in the area have said that they're worried about their safety. NDP leader, Alison Coffin. She's also the MHA for St. John's East, Kitty Vitti. She's called the violent incident the canary in the coal mine for what's happening across our province. And she joins us live. Good morning, Ms. Coffin.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So what concerns do you have, like, around this incident, I mean?
Well, it's not about this one incident. I mean, we've been hearing things going on, violent incidents happening all across the city since the summer and long before that. And it seems to have escalated in recent times. I continually get emails from the city, the deputy mayor, and from concerned citizens saying something needs to be done. And there's been a fair bit of lead up about this. Certainly, we've had numbers of meetings, but residents are very concerned. They're concerned for their safety. They're concerned for their neighborhoods. And someone needs to take a lead on that. And that's what caused our question yesterday.
Yeah, I was on the street there moments after this went down, and I heard what some of the people were saying. What are you hearing specifically from residents?
Well, residents are very concerned for their safety. They're concerned for the number of people staying in some of these homes because they think that they're not being well managed. We're hearing that there's not supports for individuals in the homes who may have more complex issues that could be drug-related, that could be mental health-related. It could be just a whole bunch of systemic problems associated with it. So there's no real one clear solution. But the problem is of course, flowing out into the streets and it's going into the neighbors and people are very, very concerned.
And you did post on Twitter that the complex realities within our community can't continue to be ignored. But like, what are some of those realities?
Well, some of the things we have to be concerned about is, of course, we had a boom a while ago. And with a boom comes all kinds of things. Drug use comes in. We have gangs coming in. And then, of course, that perpetuates a pile of other problems. So we have to now address the fact that our economy has slowed down. People are more concerned. Drug use has become more prevalent. Mental health issues have become more exacerbated. And so it's very difficult then to say, well, do we need to call the police because there's been a violent incident? Or do we need to call some mental health professionals because someone is in crises? Or do we need to call the health system or paramedics because someone is in an overdose situation or in a drug-induced state? So it's really hard to be able to pinpoint what's going on. Or is someone in unstable housing? Are they in housing that is crowded and inadequate and unstable? So it's really hard to be able to pinpoint what's going on. I know the city does inspections and tries to bring houses up to code. I know the police have been called, but their interventions are minimal. There's some difficulties associated with trying to identify, are individuals a client of a particular government service? So are they receiving income support? Are they receiving mental health supports? Or are they in supported housing? So not being able to clearly identify one clear problem, you need to bring everyone together. So throughout over the summer, certainly we've had a number of conversations about this one particular area, but this has been ongoing for the last couple of months since my time as an MHA, which is only a short year and a half ago. I've had numerous conversations with a lot of the parties about this issue in different parts of the city. So not having a clear solution of an individual with these complex needs would be brought into a system or be given a case manager and kind of walk through a process that get the supports they receive. We have instead a situation where no one really knows who's responsible and we don't have an appropriate response set up. So just yesterday, of course, the question in the House, some assurances from the Premier that this is a concern. And I did also have a conversation with one of the ministers, and he said that this has been identified as a top priority for the Social Policy Committee. And I understand that they're going to meet on Tuesday to start formulating some sort of sensible way forward on how we're going to address this, because it's not about just Spencer Street. It's about a number of neighborhoods, and I'm sure we've all heard the news, a number of neighborhoods throughout the city. And even when I travel outside the city, I hear little pockets of things like this happening throughout rural Newfoundland and Labrador as well. And so this tells me that it's happening, we need to address this issue, or it's only going to get worse. And that's not right for anyone in our province. It's not right for the people who are in crises, and it's not right for the neighborhoods that have to watch this happen in frustration, because it's very difficult for them to help their neighbors, and it's very difficult for them to live next to a neighbor who is in crises. So I'm not sure if I've done justice to explaining the complexities of the problem, but I think the urgency is there. And I think the more that we hear of these incidences, the more we need to realize that something must be done absolutely immediately. And so ownership needs to be taken. I think that needs to be done at the provincial level. And I think we might have made a start if we see what comes out of this committee on Tuesday.
And I mean, with multiple levels of government and ministries coming together, how do you see that working? I mean, is that realistic?
I'm not sure. I've certainly been in a number of meetings where a number of ministries have worked together. We have seen some successes, but this is a large issue. So what's going to need to happen is one individual or department is going to have to take the lead on this, and the rest are going to have to coordinate that. And unfortunately, I don't have the authority, but I designated the authority to be able to do that. So my role here is to advocate to the Premier and to the ministers to ensure that they do come together and to encourage them to get something done now.
Yeah, now is the time. Thank you so much, Alison Coffin, for speaking live with the VOCM Morning Show.
Very welcome. Have a lovely weekend.